Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Morning Sports Briefing here on Sunday the 25th of October. I hope you're all having a fantastic Labour weekend, everybody. Solo show again today, so let's try and get through all of the important sports news to help you start your day the best way, up to speed. In the news today, we will have a look at the Giro d'Italia and Valletta España, as well as talk about netball, have a look at UFC, also have a talk about the motor racing, and obviously catch up on the rugby as well. Let's start your engines and head off over to motor racing. This weekend, in Formula One, we have the Portuguese Grand Prix, where Lewis Hamilton will again start on pole ahead of teammates Valtteri Bottas, with Max Verstappen in third place. Remember, last race, Lewis Hamilton equaled the record for number of Grand Prix victories held by Michael Schumacher. We'll see if he can take that lead outright after this weekend at the Portuguese Grand Prix. Over in supercars, and Team Penske have pulled out of supercars for next season. With Scott McLaughlin is moving over to race IndyCars full time, as was expected. But it wasn't expected that Team Penske would be pulling out after 6 years in the Formula. Dick Johnson Racing. I'm very sorry, I forgot to mute there. I got the wrong button. Dick Johnson Racing, their partners will be continuing in the sport. They haven't announced their full setup there. Moving on then. Also this weekend, we'll see Scott McLaughlin's first IndyCar race with the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg. We'll keep an eye on that one. Also, because the championship is coming down to the wire as well, will Scott Dixon be able to close out the victory, or will Joseph Newgarden overhaul him after it was a very good start to the season for Scott Dixon? Moving on then to the netball. We had the finals of the Cadbury's tournament in New Plymouth. First up, we saw New Zealand A beat New Zealand under 21s 68 to 47. A good victory there for them. Now, in the games up until this point, we have seen the Silver Ferns in particular, and obviously therefore New Zealand A, rotate their players to give everyone opportunity to show their skills ahead of the England series. What we saw yesterday, though, was that they settled on basically their starting team. The Silver Ferns played New Zealand men in a very closely fought game sounds like an absolute cracker. It finished 55-52 to the Silver Ferns, their first ever victory over the New Zealand men. So clearly they're in very good form ahead of the England series coming up. Obviously, with a settled team, they played very patient netball in their build-up, in their attacks, which saw them get in to the lead. A few mistakes by the New Zealand men saw them fall back in that one. So congratulations to the Silver Ferns on their first ever victory over New Zealand men in the netball. Over in the Valletta España, and Primoz Roglic ekes out a couple of seconds over his rivals on stage five. Dan Martin unfortunately crashed in the stage, but still managed to hold on to his placing overall, losing, as say, a couple of seconds. He's now 4 seconds behind Primoz Roglic. For the actual stage winner, it ended up being a three-man sprint for a small group that had broken away from the leading contenders, and Tim Wellens took that victory for Lotto Soudal. So congratulations to him. Over in the Giro d'Italia, boy oh boy, it is all getting very tight over there, with Hindley and Geo Tatenhart both on the same time in the lead of that one in the general classification. So Theo Gegenhardt won at stage 20 up to Sestriere, out sprinting Jai Hindley, and using the bonus seconds to close the gap. As we saw, Wilco Kelderman, finish 1:35 back in that one. That means that, as I say, Jai Hindley leads overall, but it's on the exact same time as Theo Gegenhardt, and Wilco Kelderman is 1:32 back. Bill Bowell in fourth place, and Yael Almeida still in fifth, but he's 3 minutes back now. With time trial to come, it's going to be a really interesting battle, intriguing battle between both the Theo Gegenhardt and Australian Jai Hindley in that one. So cracking a day in the mountains for the Tour de France. Start off for the Giro d'Italia. It's also UFC 254 this weekend, with the lightweight championship being the headline fight in that one. Khabib Nurmagomedov against Justin Gaethje in that one. Justin Gaethje is the interim title holder in this one, with Khabib is the was the holder. This is the unification fight for this one, should be an absolute cracker between those two. So looking forward to bringing you the results of that one tomorrow in UFC 254. We'll also have a quick look at the undercard as well tomorrow on that one. Over in the rugby then, and Canterbury won the Farrer Palmer Cup semi-final against Auckland, and so we'll be going into, be hosting the final next weekend. That will be against either Waikato or Manawatu Cyclones, who are playing in the second semi-final today. Canterbury beat Auckland 36-21 in that one. To win that, they're leading 17-8 at half time with Kostić actually missing a couple of kicks, which could have stretched it out even a little bit further. They pulled out to a 29-8 lead early in the second half. Auckland showed good spirits to pull it back to 29-21, but could not really get any closer than that. Over in the Mitre 10 Cup, and I was at Bay of Plenty versus Canterbury yesterday, so you can check out my post-match interviews with Joe Webber and Kurt Eklund on our Facebook page, New Zealand Sports Radio. And Bay of Plenty really blitzed Canterbury in the opening 20 minutes to take a 20-odd point lead in that one. Canterbury fought back, and actually Bay of Plenty failed to put on any more points in that in the sort of second 20 minutes. But in the second half, with the wind at their back, Terry Black played some real good tactical play, kicking to the corners, pegging Canterbury back and making play out of their own half. That told as Bay of Plenty just stretched out to win that one. Hawke's Bay then defended the Ranfurly Shield with a comfortable 47-12 win over Manawatu in that one. And they'll be travelling up to Tauranga for Battle of the Bays next weekend. So yes, Bay of Plenty versus Hawke's Bay next weekend in Battle of the Bays. Hawke's Bay have got one more defence of the Ranfurly Shield this year. That'll be against Wellington. North Harbour played Auckland in Battle of the Bridge last night, and boy, that was a cracker, finishing 23-22. Congratulations to North Harbour in holding out against Auckland in that one. They were trailing 9-15 at half time, but two tries to Little and Tolai put them into the lead. A late try by Akiri Iwani made it a one-point game, but Simon Hickey's missed drop goal as time was running out. That meant that North Harbour got the victory there over their local rivals. Also, we've got international rugby going on. The Women's Six Nations is back to finish off their games. So Ireland, Italy are playing currently, and it's 7-7 in that one. In the men's side of things, we saw Scotland take on Georgia with a comfortable 48-7 win over Georgia. Georgia never really looked in that one. Overnight, also Ireland beats Italy in the Six Nations 50-17. I've not seen or read any reports on that one. And coming up in just at 8 a.m. this morning, we have France versus Wales and a warm-up for their Six Nations. Don't forget, the England-Barbarians game has been cancelled. Over in Super Rugby, and the Pumas lost to the Stormers 37-42 in that one. Unfortunately, the Lions versus the Cheetahs has been cancelled, but the Bulls are beating the Sharks 29-14 currently. So lots of rugby going on. As well as that, we also have the Pro 14 and the Premiership Final. Actually, the Premiership Final is now live right now. It's in the second half, an extra winning that one 13-10 over Wasps, who are obviously are missing players due to COVID issues and also injuries to players such as Fekitoa as well. You have now started the day the best way up to speed with all the important sports news. Have a fantastic day, everybody, and enjoy your long Labour weekend. And we'll be back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. with the morning sports briefing.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.